episode of Talking Tribble. Cause it's time for Talking Tribble Shit. Talking Tribble Shit. Sorry, your kid's having a meltdown, Regina. So I got like three different things rolling around here. We got my audio, my video over on this side. It's the Universal opening. Well, that sounds like 20th Century Fox too. But that was when I first started this podcast, because I did commentaries to Tremors 5, 6, and 7, and that was like my opening. And it's just we'll call it the theme opening for this show is that. Yep, you can sue me, Universal, all you want to. That's where we're at. Okay, and I'm pretty sure this is going. And that's recording. And yeah, this is Talking Tremors, yo. Hey, welcome to the show, people. This is my old timey radio voice, I see. and yeah, so I am Reba McIntyre of this shit. And it's okay. You're not dumb. We all have our faults and our deficiencies. And so yeah, if you're wondering, like, if you're listening on a podcast, or you're watching on YouTube, or you're watching on TikTok, and you're like, why is Levi looking in 17 different places? Well, it's just because of everything I just said. You know, I got a lot of things, a lot of plates spinning. You know, the Tremor Saga people let me use their accounts. I don't do these often, but I like to. It's just been a lot. Actually, the last episode I did was in July, and that was with Zoran Gavojcik, which is why I'm repping his t-shirt. Just so you know, everybody, go to the Social Mediasochist website. Jesus Christ, why is that so hard to think of? Go to the Social Mediasochist website. I think it's just called, or it's the Low Carb Comedy website or something. I know it's on the Low Carb Comedy YouTube channel page. And go buy a t-shirt. They have several t-shirt designs, but I really like this one because it's got Jason and Carrie and the baby. And it says, send help. It's backwards on everything, but I think it's really cool. I wore this. I wore this to Barbie, and my wife wore this to Oppenheimer. We switched out because it felt appropriate for those films. If you haven't seen it, you know, check out the Social Mediasochist. It's got millions of views. I hope you've seen it. And yeah, we can all relate to this shirt. You know, we're all horror characters. Just please send help, trying to live our lives. And Zoran says there is a sequel coming, and I would love to see that. And this is so cool, just as I don't care. It's my show, and I get to talk about whatever the fuck I want to. Is that Zoran and Megan are having a baby. And, like, that was actually really, like, what made me want to come and do this was that the last time I had this podcast and I talked to Zoran, I was like, literally the last thing we talked about was that him and Megan were trying to have a kid. And then I saw it on Instagram, and I was like, oh, my God, they did it. That's great. I should do something with my life and live more and stuff like that. Hold on. And there's no one live chatting on YouTube. I thought, I was like, why is this not happening over here? But I thought it was so cute and adorable. And just as a fun little aside, Zoran, if you're listening to this, I actually got to email him and be like, because he announced the baby on October 1st. And I even commented this on his Instagram, but he didn't see it. It's like, you know, it's really funny. Like, if you take 9 months from today, October 1st, it's July 1st. And so then you, me, and your baby would all have the same birthday, which is just, I know it's weird. Thank you. Oh, pink is a fire color on me. I don't wear it often. I don't have many pink things, and I should. I don't have my Val hat up here. No, I don't. What the hell? Why don't I have that hat up here? I got all the other hats up here, but I don't have that one. You know, I got my Earl hat. I got my Bert hat, but I don't have my Val hat up here, so I'll put this one on for a little bit. But thank you. I'm trying to be fire. Everybody talks about whenever they watch this that they love my energy. So it's, you know, 8:49 at night here in the middle of Iowa. But I'm gonna give you my all. I'm gonna bleed for you, and you will have the energy. Like, come on, man. Regina says it's giving Wayne's World vibes now, which is like, yeah, party on, dudes. So you think you can stone me? I sun spit in my eye. Wow. I'll take that off now because that's ridiculous. But yeah, that's enough of an intro. That's the world is living and life. But there are some things that have happened in between July 9th. I think it was 9th or 8th that we recorded that episode, and today, which is October 6th, I believe. And Regina's impatient, so I want to talk about my first thing, and then I'll get to the second thing, which is we got some tea to drink, so Earl Grey hot tea. I don't watch enough Star Trek to know how to do that properly, but I do like Star Trek. Just as an aside, I don't like Star Wars, but I like Star Trek and Stargate, so, you know, that's, what does that mean? And then Doctor Who's my favorite, so, you know, okay, I'll be quick. Okay, so I got asked this question on Twitter. Somebody wanted to know something, so I want to get this going. Tina Suprema on Twitter was asking about the Graboid game in Tremors 2. And, like, is that a real thing? What happened? What do the producers and creators think about that and all that? It's like, well, so here's the thing, is, yes, is it a real thing? Kind of, sort of. So there's a level of, like, meta-narrative in that Tremors 2 thing where Earl is talking about, man, I should have got a lawyer. Because that's Brent and Steve kind of being like, oh my god, like, this Tremors idea is awesome, and, like, we could make video games, we could make comics, we could do anything we wanted with this. But Universal came in and they took the idea, and so then now somebody else is getting the money. Somebody else is getting the money for the games, and they're making the games, and they're not involved, and they're not doing anything, which is what ended up happening then, you know, 20 years later. But inside of that, yes, they have tried to make Tremors games for a really, really long ass time. And even then, they were working on it. That cabinet itself doesn't technically exist outside of, like, if you wanted to make that cabinet, which I actually, I'm starting a game room, arcade room, like, all games in my town as, like, a community center sort of thing. And I would just die if I just built that Graboid cabinet and put in some, like, just to take it further here, there are tons of Tremors games. Like, there is at least 30 different independently made Tremors games. And, like, so there's one official one that was being made in, like, 2002, by Zoom Platform. And, I've actually talked to these guys and they would love to release it, but they worked on it so hard that, like, they need to know that, like, there's no chance of anybody, like, coming back on them at all. Like, they've, like, I spoke to them, like, a couple months ago, and it was just like, hey, would you be able to, like, do this? And, like, we would love to if we know for sure that, like, Universal's not going to sue the fuck out of us. So there's that. Like, there's that one, which is probably the one that everybody knows because it has a YouTube video of the actual gameplay online. Then, so that's, like, the official one. Then there's a couple other ones that happened when the TV show was happening online, TV, like, Tremors the series in 2003, which there was this Dirt Dragon shooter. There was this El Blanco game or whatever, which were just these little flash games with, like, little first-person shooter stuff on them. Not much, but cute and cool. I have tried to find the files for them, and nothing. so that's, like, there. But then what's really cool is that in the preceding years, people have, like, so they're not going to, like, make a Tremors game. I'm going to make one. Like, and so people have made Tremors games, like, all over the place. There's actually one called Terror Below, which is a Tremors board game. It's not actually a Tremors board game, but it takes place in the desert. There's a giant worm and cowboys and trucks and everything that you would expect from a Tremors board game. And it's in this Terror Below. And we'll get to this is part of the tea drinkage, is that there's a member. There's a certain brother of one of the creators of Tremors who's not really a part of the group, the Stampede Entertainment group. And just as an aside, the ceiling is actually a bunch of people. Just somebody asked me, is my ceiling all me or is it a bunch of people? It's actually a bunch of people. Like, I hated this paint in here, and I was like, hey, let's, like, do something with it. So I let all my friends, like, I have a box of markers, and it was like, the only rule is you don't, like, write over somebody else's work. And so people just went to town, and I think it's an amazing backdrop for anybody. I'll turn up the light a little bit back there so maybe someone can see it, but it's really cool. So there's this other person from Stampede Internet. It's not really. I can't ever say that. That was like, oh, no, you need to stop making this game. And it's really funny because it's like, you can't stop it. Like, you're not going to stop this train. And, yeah, we got 66 people in here. Keep going. I'm trying to keep the energy up because we're 10 minutes in. I had coffee very late tonight. I made a special pot of podcaster coffee just to be able, boom, be ready for this. So if I have to poop in the middle of all this, I'm sorry. I've already gone, like, three times. And anyway, so there's this terrible O game that they've tried to stop, but not actually stopped. But then what's funny is that people keep making it. And Regina pointed out one that's just called Tremors. And she spelled it wrong. It's Tremerz, which is a Newgrounds game, which is this one where, like, the graboid's, like, jumping up and down and trying to, like, grab people as it's going across. I have more. I just lost it. There's a really cool one that's a Tremors role-playing game that was just made last year by someone on Twitter. L. Dean. I can't even remember their first name. I just know it's Dean and then Dr. Rich Hardbody. I always go with Twitter usernames. That's my best acclamation of all that. And so there's that one, which is like a 20-person Tremors role-playing game with, like, just the same idea, the same rules of be quiet, don't get eaten. But then there's probably some more in there in the middle. There's, like, Mega Worm. Oh, my God, a Tremors RPG would be so freaking fun. Someone called Bethesda. I would try. Please, you're on TikTok, people. We need the Graboid Games. Hashtag Graboid Games. Get that rolling. And so there's that. But then just last year, there was this thing called Game Jam that had this, like, $50,000 prize for, like, hey, like, if you make a Tremors, actually it was a bunch of different properties, but Tremors was one of them. And, like, hey, if you make this specific game inside of this property, you know, you might win, like, $50,000. I don't think anybody that made a Tremors game won or anything like that, but there, like 15 different Tremors games came out, like, just, like, and there's a first-person shooter one. Actually, there's a couple of them. Like, there's, I think there's Graboid, Caldera, Terror Underground. Oh, man. There's so many of them. They're all in the Tremors Saga's Discord. Like, that's my always, like, I can't even name them all because there ended up being so many of them. And, like I said, there's first-person shooter one. There's, like, a survival pick up different things and, like, create weapons one. There's a card game one, Draw to Perfection or something like that. A lot of these people are on Twitter. Like, that's where you can find most of these. Like, if you look up a Tremors game, like, search bar Tremors games, most of the time you'll find someone that made that. There's a couple of 8-bit ones. There's this one that looks like Snake, but, like, you have to, like, run towards the rocks and get to them all the time. Point being is that there's all these, like, all, I know, it's, Twitter does suck now, or X. Thank you, Elon Musk, you suck. But anyway, point being, Tina Suprema, is that there are Graboid games out there. There's tons of them. You're just not going to get one that's officially made from Universal. I saw that on this TikTok channel, one of the biggest, like, TikToks in the last weeks or so was one with the Tremors game. Like, someone had made a Tremors game or whatever. And I find that hilarious that everybody was like, I want it, I'll buy it. Which leads me into this whole, like, I'm Reba McEntire of this shit, man. Is that, like, there's clearly a market here for, like, let's like, play some Graboid games. But they're just, like, Universal knows what they have. And Stampede Entertainment has enough of a claim to the copyright that they just don't. if they know that as soon as they start making money, they're like, oh no, we're out, we'll lose everything. So they just don't want to do it. So we're screwed. All of us are screwed for the time being. But I always tell people, hey, make your own Tremors game. Make your own Tremors comics. That's one I'm like, I'm waiting to see. And that's another thing we'll get into later, where Ben Sword, Pangea Star Seed or something or another, is working on a Tremors triple X comic with Val and Earl being together and stuff. And then actually I know that the TikTok Graboid on here, a good friend of mine, we've actually talked in person and online about, hey, let's make one. They've got a really good idea for a kind of pseudo sequel to Tremors 4 with Fu Yin and then Shriekers and stuff. And like bandits coming to town and stuff. I think it's really cool. I think that's one that I would love to see. And then I was just one of the podcasts I'm listening to that I absolutely love, We Have Issues, is about these two guys creating a comic book together. And they've actually created several comic books. Actually, that was one of the things I'll point out. Like, they've made comic books, and I highly recommend them. And I was just talking with Anthony yesterday about, like, oh, hey, I didn't know how much you love Tremors. And because he was talking on the show about that's one of the things he would love to make is a Tremors comic, like an actual Tremors comic. And it's like, oh, dude, do it. Just do it. Just do it. Like, that's where I'm working on my, I made a Tremors movie already. I'm working on my Tremors movie sequel. Am I successful with the sequel yet? Not yet. But you know what? It's a matter of, like, it just sits in my brain. And then the minute we go out and film it, that's all it takes. That's all it's going to be. And we'll be done. Boom. hilariously, I have to point out, I think nobody's on my YouTube live because I had to change channels and switch it up. But that's fine. That's okay. We got your TikTok people. Hopefully people realize that there's a YouTube channel. If you didn't know, there's a Tremors Saga YouTube channel. Go check their shit out. There's a lot more than just me on it. There's like almost 500 videos of other Tremors shit on there, which is a lot. And it's funny stuff and behind the scenes stuff and everything in between. Check it out. Let's see. So that was me wanting to buy time. And I got to make sure Regina's here. If she's not, I'll be sad. Hold on. I need to check TikTok. She's not. Oh no. We'll buy time for a minute and go slow. Here's the thing. We are really slow. Maybe Regina, I'm waiting for her to come back. Just to, like, I have the tea to spill. But you know what? I can talk about... Actually, I will. I will talk about other things before... I will wait. I will pad some time. But I do... It's kind of Tremors related. But again, I was talking, listening to this show called We Have Issues with Anthony LaFusi and Stevie Wildcard. And it's these two guys who... They're making comics... And like I said, they are really good. I have read Play It Again, and I'm waiting to read the rest of Death List. I started it, but there's a chapter 2 and 3 coming out, so I want to like read them all at the same time. But Play It Again is a semi-biographical... God damn it. What the hell does he say? Hold on. Semi-autobiographical time travel graphic novel musical. Boom. And... I love these guys so much. Please go check out their stuff. Like, they have done... They're up to, like, 167 episodes of that show. And I started it because Anthony's a good friend of mine, and I just needed to check in on him. And I fell in love, and I'm, like I said, I'm up to, like, episode 4... I'm up to episode 40 now of just straight listening to it. And they're really weird and fun. They talk about vampires a lot. Actually, they talk about everything, like, pop culture related a lot. There's a whole ostrich running joke thing. They're trying to start a colony of people who are cool and awesome. And what's interesting about it, what I think is really cool, is that they've been working on making this comic, making these comics, and every week they have, well, okay, so here's what I want to do. I want to write 2 pages? I want to ink 2 pages. And then when they come back the next week, they're like, well, did I do that? Oh, I failed it. Or I succeeded it. And then they talk about it and like, well, here are the things that stopped me from making that, or here's what inspired me to keep going. And that's why it's called We Have Issues, because it's about comic book issues, but then also their own personal issues. It's ridiculous, but I love it, and I have to shout them out, and love to them. Thank you, Anthony and Stevie. Keep going with your wonderful show. I want more of it. I want, yeah. And they've talked about Tremors a couple times. That's actually what got me. I gotta get back in there on that. Because they have, in a really great way. And I just, yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to talk about something cool. Like, I don't have to always be, like, angry. I can be like, yay, people! Ooh, this, okay, I like questions. Again, please, always ask questions. Why did they drop 2 episodes from the Tremors series? I think I know what you mean by your question, but clarify, like, do you mean on Tubi? Do you mean in general when they aired it? Do you mean why is Michael Gross not in the last 3 episodes? Do you mean why are the episodes out of order? Like, there's a lot of different, why did they drop 2 episodes from the Tremors series? That I could go on about. So if you can clarify, from Vimeo. Oh, see, that's, oh, see, they should be there. As far as I know that the Tremor Saga tries to put them up there. I will let them know and we'll check that out, because they should all be there. Because that's like, because you can't ever like actually stream Tremors the series anywhere. So it's one of those like, hey, let's try to have this out there, because nobody knows that like Tremors the series exists in the first place. It's so cool that Tubi had it for the longest time and was like doing something with it. Like, that was like, oh great. I think Tubi still has it, but they also still have the episodes like kind of out of order. Like, they're in a better order than you'll find it on like Google or anything like that, but there's still like just one episode shifted from slots and stuff, so it's still not 100%. And they have not got back to me on my emails about, hey, can you please change that? So that's where we're at with that. Frustrating, I know, but what are you going to do? Let's see. And again, I'm biting for time because I really want Regina to come back. And like, she missed her tea spilling. And if not, if she doesn't come back in like 5 minutes, we're going to spill the tea anyway. Cause like, oh, well, I mean, okay, I already did. Damn it. I've, like, already gone through my list here of, like, things. Not really. I have a couple other things here, too. I'm more just like, oh, damn it. I should have spilled tea first. Always spill tea on your body before getting into the boring stuff, which I don't think is boring. I have fun with it. And if you don't have fun with it, I don't care. This is my show. You don't. I win. I am in control of the show. Unless you're actually talking to me on like Zoom or something, or you ask questions. I am beholden to questions. I can't do anything. If you have a question, I'm screwed. Like, that's just how it is. All right. I panicked and I was just making sure everything was running in its different spots, because sometimes it doesn't. Okay. So there's another thing. Well, I want to shout out, I know that none of you care about this, but I specifically care about this, so I want to say it and I want to talk about it, is that the guy that created Burt Gummerday, Donald Robert Whitman Jr., otherwise known as Baby Fark McGee's ex, his sister has cancer, and it's really sad. He makes intergalactic quality gifts on Imgur. It's a very specific niche and thing, and it's awesome and fun. And unfortunately, because his sister got cancer, he had to stop making gifts. And I don't, you know, there's not much I can do in bringing this up here. And I know that's probably a bit of a downer, but for me, it's like, I don't know. Like, he has a, oh yeah, he does have a Ko-fi link, a Ko-fi link on his Imgur and Twitter profiles, or if you feel like supporting him, like reach out and do that, because this is the guy that created Burt Gummer Day, man. And like, I mean, like created it. You think that, oh, it was created because it was at the end of Tremor 7. Wrong. No, it was created because this guy was like, there should be a Burt Gummer Day. I'm going to make a Burt Gummer Day and literally put every drop of sweat and blood and tears into creating a Burt Gummer Day year after year after year. And it wasn't until I came in and was like, this guy deserves some fucking credit for it, that he even actually did get credit for it. I got Universal to acknowledge him last year, like, finally. And then this year, because I was talking to Michael Gross, I was like, hey, man, can you, like, let people know about the Donald, the baby Fark McGee's acts? And he did. And I was like, thanks, Michael. Michael Gross is a swell dude that way, just as a... I know people, like, get down on him because he's a liberal and they took the guns. And it's like, that's not his viewpoint. You all suck. But Michael Gross himself is a fantastic, fantastic person. I cannot speak more highly of him in general. But yeah, I have to say, if you can find some way to reach out to Baby Fark McGee's ex on his coffee link and give him some love, like, please do. I have, you know, I just sent him $10. That was the grand extent of what I was able to, but $5, $10, $1 million, whatever you can give, that's what works. Like, that's not, don't be hating, yo. I want to check here. Oh, hey! Anthony pinned my reply on Spotify as the We Have Issues. I've been going through all their episodes on their podcast on Spotify, and I leave a comment. I'm the only one leaving a comment on the Spotify, so they always get pinned, and I'm always just like, hey, look at that. I'm weird, and I'm following behind you. I got something I got to say. Like, if you like somebody, if you, like, follow somebody on anything at all, like, leave them comments. I don't even think, like, what I just said there about Baby Fark, you know, if you go to Twitter, or if you go to Imgur, or and you just leave comments and be like, hey, man, support you, love you, appreciate you, what you do. Most of the time, that means more than any money you can send anybody. Like, I'm just speaking from personal experience that I'm just, you know, I'm talking on to the air most of the time when it comes to this podcast. So anytime you get somebody that's just like, hey, I appreciate what you do. Thank you for, like, doing what you do. I like that. That's funny. Here was that specific thing that you said that was funny. It goes so much farther than any kind of, like, anything at all. Like, it'll make everyone's day to just, like, see that you care a little bit. And actually, that's what Anthony, We Have Issues guy said the other day to me was, oh, my God. Like, 'cause I'm going through all these episodes and commenting on them. And then on the episodes that aren't on Spotify, I'm commenting on YouTube. And I was, like, commenting, and he's like, oh, my God, like, thank you so much. Like, it means a lot that you're still, that someone's watching and still watching this. Because you always want your numbers to go up, but you never feel that they do. But just that one little comment, even 2 years later, on a two-year-old episode, being like, I like what you do, goes a long way towards whatever the hell you're doing. Like, this show, specifically. Like, in January, I've been doing this show for 2 years. Which, oh, my God, I didn't even realize that until I just said it. Like, that's a lot. That's a long time, man. That's a long time. Long time, it seems like. And I think we're on episode 40. You know, so, like, you know, leave me nice comments. Tell me I'm pretty and funny and that you want to listen to more of me. Because we're fed off of your love. We need love. Love us. That's the social media assicus part of it. I love Zoran so much because you can tell there's this great timeline. Because I did. I researched the hell out of him for his episode. And there's this great timeline for, like, he, like, would comment and respond to every single person that had something to say on one of his videos. Unless it was stupid and asinine. And that's always one of those, like, I'm not, or you could tell it's that botty, like, response. So you just kind of give him a like or whatever. But and then you could tell that point in time when, like, he started doing Dead Meat and then got super busy and then wasn't able to comment anymore. But when I did the episode with him, as I was going through all of his videos and looking at every single one, I would be liking them. And then I hit this point where I was like, man, I know that he's got to be getting the notification of just like, should I comment? Should I do that? And I was like, yeah, who gives a fuck? Let me do it anyway. And so then when we were doing the episode, I was like, hey, man, I was watching all your stuff. He's like, yeah, no, I know. Because my phone just kept blowing up. And it's it's really nice. Thank you so much. Just here's these really old videos getting a comment after 11 years. You're like, oh, somebody cares. Which is cool. You know, if Regina comes back, we'll come back to this. But I want to talk about this. It's really... There's some things that are just super dumb about the Tremors fandom. And I actually had an episode title for this that I might use later for something else, where the scariest thing of all is Tremors fans. Because I have some axes to grind. Where's my handy dandy trusty giant bottle of water? Longest running joke in this show is this bottle of water. It's huge. Everybody should drink more water. Drink it. It's good for you. Sorry, I was expecting more people on YouTube, and my YouTube stream got all messed up, so it's not quite working, and I'm trying to adjust, because usually there's more YouTube comments, but nobody's coming because they have no idea that the stream is happening. So I appreciate you TikTok people. Thank you so much. Where do I start with this? Because there's a bunch that I can get into when it comes to this. And, I was going to bookend with, good news and stuff, but I'm going to actually push the good news forward. Just because I was really hoping Regina would be here for me to tea, but I can't drink tea without an extra person. So if anybody wants tea in the comments, you let me know now. I got some really good news. So in the world of Tremors and whatever we're doing, we're not necessarily looking to make more movies if they don't mean something. That's one of the biggest things that we talk about on this show that might as well be a more running joke. They're like, we're going to make more Tremors movies. They got to mean something. They can't just be soulless cash grabs. And that's not a slight there on Don Michael Paul. Actually, I have turned my tune, changed it around on Don Michael Paul. He's actually a fantastic guy. Maybe not the best writer, but he's a fantastic director, and he did what he could with what he got, and he made those movies for pennies, literal almost pennies, and I appreciate him, and thanks, Don. I'm sorry I used to shit on your films. I see their merit now. I see your value now, as Jeff Winger and Abed would say. But there is good news in that there was a sequel. Maybe. I'm not sure if it's a sequel yet. If it's a straight sequel, I'm pretty sure it is. Or a complete reboot. I doubt it's a complete reboot. But there is a sequel for Tremors coming from the guy that made Dave Made a Maze, Bill Watterson. And it was originally said that they were going to cancel it. That was in April or March. It was happening. Even though I knew it was happening without knowing it. Because I'm that smart about Tremors. Other things than that. But Tremors, I know. And it had been canceled. And actually, we went to Tremors Fest. I went to Tremors Fest. It was dope. And we're working on trying to make another Tremors Fest for this year. And went to Tremors Fest. And I talked to Cher Stallings, who's the producer for all of the Tremors movies from Tremors 2 onwards. All of them. She was the go-between person between Universal and anybody that made Tremors. And I had known about Bill's script getting canceled, and I was hey, please, I beg you, that would be so awesome. Please make that happen. That would be fantastic. Please and thank you. Make Dave Made a Tremors happen. And she was like, no, it was a great script. It would have been so good. It's too bad it didn't happen. And so I was getting in touch with Bill Watterson, and he was even like, oh, you know, it is sad. Hey, but you know what? Maybe we can put together like a table read sometime of the script, do the script, which would have been really cool. And I was trying to get Zorin on it because Zorin has a show on the Low Carb Comedy Channel called Unproduced Live, which is where he gets a whole group of people together to do a script reading a script reading of a script that was never produced, and just has a whole bunch of actor friends get together and do it like they did Indiana Jones. Was there a Final Destination? There was something like James Cameron's Predator or something. Oh my God, why is that escaping me right now? I feel so stupid. But I was like, hey, let's get together. We got great minds here. Let's work on this and make this cool. And then Bill got back to me a couple weeks ago and was like, oh, actually, so like because of the writer's strike, I'm sorry, it was like a 2-month delay on the last email I got from him. He's like, yeah, the writer's strike happened. You know, the writer's strike, that happened. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. And he's like, yeah, you know, so we're actually trying to work on some things internally to make that Tremor script happen. So we're not going to do the table read. And, you know, maybe, you know, I'll see you next year at Tremors Fest. And I was like, fucking cool, man. That's awesome. So there's something happening, you know. And I was even like emailing him today because it was just like, hey, okay, so I got questions. And it's just my job to ask some questions. And I'm hoping he gets back to me in terms of like, so what we do and what are we going to go on here. So if there's anything, maybe the next episode of this show will be me announcing some extra news that I can share. I told him, I was like, I'm not going to share anything that you don't want me to share specifically, because that's not cool. But I will share whatever you want via I have channels. Boop, boop, boop. Turn your channel to the Tremor Saga channel. Boop, boop, boop. Check us out. So hopefully next podcast episode, I will be talking to you all about what the next entry in the Tremor Saga is going to look like. If not Bill's, you know, I got mine. I'm working on mine still. I'm literally kind of waiting for either the fall colors to happen in the trees. I have a very specific, like, vision. I know that's so stupid. An actual color vision of it. Because the last Tremors movie I made was very green and gold. Very green. And I kind of want this one to be more fall colors with the reds and the oranges. I think it would look really cool. Because I want it to be a Shrieker sequel. Shriekwell. That's what we're going for. Maybe. We'll see if I can round up myself and some people. I want people in it this time, not just me. I mean, I'm cool, but like having other people is way more fun. Because I would love for like, if I do a third part, I want to die. I want to get eaten by a Graboid or a Shrieker or an Ass Blaster. I have a personal, like that would just be the coolest thing. I know, right? Like, what? You can't have your main character eaten? It's like, have you been watching Tremors? Because fuck off. We totally can. and yeah, so I would love to get eaten in my own Tremors movie. I know that seems really weird, but that's my goal. So, you know, maybe we'll be talking about my sequel. Maybe we'll be talking about Bill Watterson's sequel. Who the hell knows? And yeah, I gotta say, too, Bill's been working with the Barbie people. Like, Bill's been making stop-motion ads for the Barbie people, which are on TikTok, too, of all these, like, these little, the Barbie dolls, and he's doing stop-motion of them. Like, that's all Bill Watterson back there doing that. So, like, he's hooked up, bro. He's got gigs, man. Diggity dog dogs. So yeah, here's hoping that happens. That would be hella cool. Let's see. I was talking about this earlier, but there's a guy out there that I've become incredibly fond of. Like, what's so cool is that there's this dude called Pangea Starseed. I think it's Pangea, like the original dinosaur planet, which I only know because of the show Dinosaurs. Like that, I only know how to pronounce that because of Dinosaurs, which is a great show. Not the mama! awesome. And anyway, Pangea Starseed, Ben Sword is his real name, has been making these drawings, and he started last year, kind of their drawings of Val and Earl in precarious situations. And what I love about it is that it pisses off Tremors fans. And not all Tremors fans. It's actually, there's a small percentage of Tremors fans that are like, they can't be gay or bisexual. That's bad. Stop it. And it's like, they're fictional characters. Nobody cares. Allow people to have fun with it. And I think it's so awesome. The art itself is awesome. It's actually what my, like, wow. And for anyone to come in and be like, that's dumb. You need to stop it and delete it. It's like, Nah. Let Val and Earl make out if they want to. Are you drawing it? If you want, why don't you draw Val and Rhonda making out? Why don't you draw Earl and Kate making out? If that's what you want and that's what you think happened, then you make that. You go out there and make that. Nobody's stopping you from making your own straight fiction. I mean, please. I encourage you. All right. Really? Okay, I got a great question, and I will come. Actually, I'll come back to that in a second. I just want to finish my thought here because that's it. Ooh, but yeah, I love Ben for pissing off Tremors fans when they don't really like. Who cares? Like, it's fiction, and I've talked to Steve about this. I've talked to Michael about this. There's even Matt Wilson, who's Steve Wilson's son, comes into the Tremors Saga group on Facebook, and is like, "This is, you're all dumb. This is the stupid, like, stop it. Who cares? These are fictional characters. Move on with your life. If you can't make something, just get out." Boom. And I love him for that. Thank you, Matt. You're awesome. But we just got asked a question here. Do you think Bert should have died in Shrieker Island? No! I do not think that. Because the only reason it happened, and this is straight from the horse's mouth, of Don Michael Paul and Michael Grove. I have, not only have they talked about it in interviews, I have specifically talked about it to them, to their face. And you can even go onto the Tremor Saga's YouTube channel and look up the Q&As for Tremors Fest. They're all at Tremors Fest. And the only reason that thing happened at the end of Shrieker Island is because Don and Michael could see the writing on the wall that Universal was, like, done with them. And I don't mean people like Cher Stallings. I don't mean the home entertainment branch itself, which is funny because the Universal 1440 home entertainment branch actually went under the day of Tremors Fest. So it was, like, that was the weirdest, most surreal thing of, like, Cher Stallings being like, I don't have a job anymore. We're celebrating Tremors, which is like my legacy. I don't have a job currently right now because my job just went dead. But we're somehow here at Tremors Fest. But somehow nobody's making any money. And it's just, it's this whole convoluted, like, that's where I wish Regina was here because there's tea. There's tea to drink. There's a whole pitcher of hot British tea to drink on this. And so, like, Don and Michael totally were like, Don was like, they're not, like, this is the end of my trilogy. They're not going to want me to make another one after this, which is really sad, because in talking to him and listening to him at the Q&As, he's just like, man, I would jump at Tremors 8. I would do, and even Cher was like, oh, no, we have the idea. Don and I have talked about our ideas for it. It was funny, too, because everybody in the audience did the, oh, Graboids in Space thing, and Cher was like, yeah, oh, no, we've talked about it, and Don was like, no, look, we can't. That is so ridiculous. It's just, like, there's even a limit for Don Michael Paul, who seemed to be known for his excess in the Tremors universe. And it's just like, oh my god, I love that. Even he's like, guys, like, hold on. That's nuts. But we'll talk about it, okay? And they had the, like, there was this sense and this feeling that, like, I will come back to that question, 98, Hail Hunt. You got good questions, man. Thank you. There was that sense and this feeling from everybody that was making it that, like, okay, so they, like, Universal clearly wants to, like, take this property and reboot it and fucking clean slate everything. Like, just gone. And everything that I know, until I came on the scene, like, that was 100% what they were going to do. like, if my hand didn't step in and be like, and just fucking piss people off and shake that ant jar of like, ah, fuck off, they probably would have by now. Like, it would just be there would be no Bill Watterson version of this. There would be some, like, clinical, disinfected Hellraiser, which is really clinical disinfected Hellraiser is not, that's like an oxymoron of terms, of just like, we're going to pump out sequels, and not in the cool Fast and Furious way where we get more money for them each time. Cause the budgets for each Tremors, like consecutive Tremors movie, like Tremors 5, 6, and 7 were just going down like each time. And yet they were still making enough money from them to like want to make more. Like, it makes no like mathematical, like, We're making more money off of these, but somehow the budgets are going down. And like Don was like, they literally, it was $4 million for each. No, he actually said like a 3.8 number for the last movie, which if you know, like, the other movies, is like, that's even less than which was the lowest for Tremors 3, which is like $4 million. Like, and that was nuts at that time because they only gave them 22 days to shoot the whole thing. So there was a writing on the wall, and they wanted to have Jamie Kennedy back. They couldn't get Jamie Kennedy back, so there was a whole like, hey, let's sign off in a nice way, but we'll still keep it open. And I'm still like begging Don, Michael Paul, to be like, hey, can I have I know you have the footage of Bert climbing up the cliff and doing that whole extra end scene at the end. You really think I'd be dead? Can I have it, please? Thank you. I won't do anything with it, I promise. But they just knew better. And Michael himself actually talked about it at Tremors Fest, where he has actually gone to Kevin Bacon and talked to him, pitched an idea for a Tremors sequel that gets the whole gang back together again. And it's the only way that Kevin wants to come back. Like, it's the only, like, if they make another movie with Kevin Bacon in it, that's the only way he wants to come back. Now, as for Tremors the series, do you think that they will revive that Tremors series? That's a two-part question. Do you mean the Kevin Bacon canceled pilot Tremors series, or do you mean the one season of the Sci-Fi Channel original series? Because there's a... Man, I don't think that we will ever see the Kevin Bacon pilot of Tremors, ever. Like, people talking about, well, why don't you, like, they, like, and it's done. It's a done, like, it is a done production. They don't have to do any, like, extra work to it. It is finished. And I thought so. It is finished, but because of, like, what Universal decided to do with their tax break, like, it's a tax write-off. So if they show it to anybody at all, it's gone. Like, they lose all of this money that they made as a tax write-off for the Tremors pilot. So nobody will ever see it. I have begged Vincenzo Natali to, like, please, like, give it to me. Like, man, I will we'll make it happen. Like, just, like, it'll appear out of nowhere if you give it to me. And he's like, man, I would lose everything. Like, I would be blackballed for life from all studio productions if I let that out. Although he's a great guy. He's actually really nice. I feel really bad because they all work super hard on that and nobody's ever going to get to see it. So that's not going to get revived. However, there is a total potential for the one season of Tremors, the series on Sci-Fi, to make a resurgence. Like, it's something that I've always shot for, that if we wanted to, like, making the season 2 of that is already there. There's some bones of it. We can create something from that. I've always thought that Tremors worked best as a television show because you can spend more time with characters, you can breathe a little more. You know, Tremors isn't about, like, the action and the monsters. Tremors is about the people. It's about the story. So if you take the time on that and actually, like, sit back and chill on it and let the episodes happen, I think the format works a lot better in that. And there was actually some really good, what I would say, chatter for that in terms of, where's Tremors Fest, because Leela Lee and Gladys Jimenez met up together for like the first time in 20 years. And it was so awesome seeing them together. And they were like so excited. One of my favorite moments of the whole fest was Gladys Jimenez coming around the corner, and then she was talking to someone, and then Leela Lee saw her and just let out this scream. It was so fucking cute. It was my favorite bit of the whole time. I'll come back to that question. That's a good one. But there's a chance for that. There's enough people that want in on that. There's enough people to bring it back on that. We'll have to see what happens here with this Bill Watterson sequel entry. I'm not going to call it a reboot. I know he doesn't want to reboot it. So that's, I'm fairly certain on that. But it would be so cool if we could bring back the TV show. Mixmaster, man. That's enough plot device in and of itself. I have a whole conspiracy theory about why Universal stole Tremors in the first place. And it's based off Mixmaster. So here's hoping. 98 Hale Hunt asks, do you know why they changed Bert so much in the movies 5, 6, and 7? Simple. The people that created Bert weren't there. And I know you're thinking, well, Michael Gross created Bert. No. Bert Gummer is inspired by the creator of Tremors, Steve S.S. Wilson, and he is the heart and soul of that character. Like, Michael took him and made him his own, but, like, that guy knew enough about Bert to always keep him contained in writing. Like, that's what I love about Tremors the series, is that there is some, like, comeuppance for Bert. Like, he has his actions questioned, and he needs to be justified in the lens of his paranoia. And because Stampede Entertainment wasn't around, they weren't able to reel in some of those more absurd aspects of Bert Gummer. Michael Gross tried, and Michael Gross, out of everybody, knows Bert Gummer more the best. Like, as much as Steve Wilson created him, Michael Gross knows him. He's lived inside that skin long enough that that's, you're not touching it. But it was too much of a, they didn't, you need a guiding hand when it comes to anything like that, to be like, hey, like, someone that you've known for, like, 20, 25 years to be like, hey, like, Michael, that's a great idea. However, you sure about that? Like, that's always my, like, I always have that. My one is just, like, that hat thing is so, like, so, because Michael's like, well, you know, it's not like he cared about the hat. Like, he would just get a new one. And it's like, but then why did he have, like, 5 different versions of the same team's hat for, like, 20 years? And you're very welcome for answering questions. If anybody else has questions, give them to me. And it would have been like a Steve and Brent being like, Michael, like, he clearly has an affinity for this team. It's not just a hat. Like, you can't just say that. Like he wouldn't. He clearly is going to a store or a bin somewhere that has Atlanta Hawks hats and just being like, oh, I need that one. I need my Hawks hat. It has not, like, he's not going to, like, I get Michael Gross wanted it changed because of the Cubbies winning the World Series or whatever, but it's definitely like, not Michael, like, he's not going to, it's an entirely different color too. He knows his face palette. Why would he do such a silly thing? But that's my, that's, why did he change? Because Stampede Entertainment wasn't around. All right. Wow. Okay, so now I have to do my tea drinking thing. And I know, like, Regina is not here. But if she comes back, I'm going to send this to her, too. Like, and be like, hey, you missed it. Here's the point in time. And it will say it's 53 minutes in. So she knows exactly where to start. Tea drinking bit. Oh, man. I have secrets to dish. And there's a part of me that, like, I have these secrets. And, like, I'm the only one that knows. Like, the only one that knows. And I just, like, I don't want to mess up Tremors fandom. However, I didn't mess it up in the first place. This shit was messed up long before me. And I'm just coming in and commentating on it. I'm just here correlating and organizing and trying to make sense of it. And yeah, if you're a Cubs fan, I get it. But also, it's a hat. He should have died with this hat on. And that should be on the grave. Just to finish the Bert thing. This 98 Hale Hunt is saying. So there's some tea drink. I gotta do this. Okay, so, like, I don't want to say that, like, I got into it with somebody, because I didn't. This is actually hilarious that, like, I didn't, like, I wasn't antagonizing someone, and I actually didn't have beef with someone. This person just created beef with me, And I just get to, like, now I... And what's funny about it is that I kind of saw it coming. Like, there's flags along that road that it's just like, I knew that would happen. And I'll say who it is once we get a little farther in it. But there's a person... yeah, I'm going to say, there's another Tremors podcast called Podcasting to Perfection that I was really into because, hey, like, I'm a Tremors podcast, and I thought I was the only Tremors podcast in the world. So I was like, hey, yo, Tremors podcast, we should be friends. Like, let's get together, let's hang out, and, like, let's share our Tremorsiness. Like, that's cool, right? Why shouldn't you? I do it all the time with other podcasts that aren't Tremors related. And I got together with these people, and I kept trying to get them onto my show, and I did. There's actually an episode of this show called I did an alliteration thing with the title, Podcasting Perfection Part Primo, because we did the episode, and I was trying to get them in here after I'd listened to 4 episodes of their podcast, and it was like, hey, I'd love to have you on here. Got them in here, but there was this whole, like, whatever I was, I think it was Discord at the time, or it was actually on their end. They even said, oh no, that's technical problems on their end. Like, we didn't have an actual podcast episode. Like, we had a little bit of one for about half an hour, but then all of their stuff, like, just shit out, and they weren't able to come back in. And it was just like, oh man, okay, hey, I'm sorry. And I ended up doing this thing where, like, I thought they would keep coming back, so I was like, talking to myself as I am wont to do, and I was doing commercials on air and whatever, and they never did, like, come back. But I kept trying to, like, interact and contact them and be like, hey, can we finish our episode? I'd love to. I had way more questions. I always, if you know anything about this show, like, you know that I have, like, pages of notes. I just go nuts. Like, if you're on my show, I take the time out to, like, research everything I can about you. I will listen to all your stuff, find out who you are, so that way I can ask you great questions. I think that's the best way to, like, do a show. And I did. We barely got through, like, a quarter of the page. And it was like, oh, man. And I kept, like, trying to get back in touch with them, but there was always, like, a reason that, like, they wouldn't be able to. Like, and it just kept... And I was getting this real vibe from them of just, like, oh, I can tell that, like, I'm being ghosted and pushed away, because as I found out later, as they talked about in the episode of their podcast, which if you want to hear what I'm talking about from their perspective, listen to episode 7 of Podcasting to Perfection's Tremors series, which in which case they actually say, fuck you, Levi, and I was like, oh my god, I've never had that before. You actually told me to fuck off on a podcast. Awesome. That's weird. I had no animosity towards you, but apparently you had some towards me that you were just harboring that I didn't know about. And, I kept trying to reach them and get in touch with them. And I was even like, oh, there was a point in time where I kind of got a little sad with them, because, like, they had their Podcasting Perfection series, and it was like, oh, I would love to, like, let's trade off. Like, I would love to be on your show, like, for an episode. And they were just like, oh no, we already have it all scheduled out and planned out, and there's no room for you to fit in here. And, well, they were even like, well, we might discuss it where we might do, like, an overall Tremors episode once it's all done, and then you can join in. And I was, like, kind of, like, hurt a little bit at first, and I, like, didn't respond, like, for a little while. And it's like, okay, man, it's your show. That sucks. But you know what? I'll deal with it. I'm not you. You're not me. Moving on, kind of a thing. And then the main person I was interacting with was just like, oh, well, you don't need to be, like, you don't need to be, like, rude about it. I was like, I was actually trying not to be rude about it. I feel I was denied critical need-to-know information. I thought I was, too. Like, just as a point of fact. Like, it was just like, oh, wow. Oh, I bent those somehow. Like, just like, wow. Okay. You know, like I said, there's only 2 Tremors podcasts in the world. Like, you'd think that they would, like, try to work together. And I was actively, like, every couple of weeks I would reach out and try to, like, hey, let's do this. And there was always something or another that made it so it didn't happen. And again, I know people's schedules and lives, and he just, like, I wasn't offended. It was just like, I was noting it because it was like, well, okay, this is just every time you say yes and then it gets to within an hour of that date, oh, then there's something else. So it's more like, okay, that's fine. And so this happened. Like, this happened for months. Like, months and months and months and months and months. And eventually, this person wanted to be a moderator of the Tremors Saga Facebook group. Which, if you're not a part of, is a pretty cool fucking place. The Tremors Saga's Facebook group on Facebook. It's just that simple. Every single thing that you want to know about Tremors is there. Like, sure, the Twitter is great. Sure, the Tumblr is great. Sure, these YouTube and TikTok channels are great. But if you really want to see what everybody's thinking about Tremors all the time, the Tremor Saga Facebook group is where it's at. Like, that is the conglomerate. That is the place of everybody. There's like 7,500 people there now. It's pretty awesome. We're going to beat that official Tremors franchise fans page. Go fuck you guys. That's another bit of tea we'll get into later if I feel like it. And so this person wanted to become a moderator of the group. And so it was like, okay, you have a Tremors podcast or whatever. That's totally cool. Like, let's like bring you in. And just as a point of fact, this person is trans, just like me. So there's a level of like, hey, we've actually shared this. That was one of the things I wanted to talk about in our episode, was like, why do like queer people, trans people, bi people, gay people, why is like a lot of people attracted to Tremors as a franchise? But we never got to that point in time. It was like, okay, let's like make you a moderator or whatever. And if you don't know about the Tremor Saga Facebook group, there is this element or problem, as one could say, with some incredibly bigoted people. I mean, holy war. If you want to see the worst of humanity sometimes, go in there, post a picture of a sexy graboid or Val and Earl making out, and you will find everybody that fucking hates you. Well, not so much anymore. It was a problem at the time. But this was something that was around June, you know, Pride Month and all that jazz. And they were even like, oh, you're doing this extra because of Pride Month. It's like, this is what happens all the time. Shut up. Don't pretend like it's just Pride Month. The whole group, the whole administrative moderator team, everybody was just like, we're going to put a stamp down on this, you know, immediate suspensions, because we're just not going to do this anymore. Like, the policy is suspensions, not bans. And everybody goes back and like, we have this thing where it's just like it's a 28 day suspension because nobody should get to control how fans, if they get to like something. Like, you can control their negativity. Like, you can be like, hey, you're not allowed to, like, post awful, hateful shit. However, we're not going to stop you from engaging with it or seeing it. Like, you should be allowed to see all aspects of Tremorsness. Like, that's the problem with the official Tremors franchise fans page, is that that's something that I got personally kicked out of because there was one guy that didn't like me and just decided to boot me entirely. And just like, holy shit. And I don't even get to see anything in that page anymore. And my wife got banned too, and she has nothing to do with it. She just shared my last name. And just, there's like this, like, and I've actually come to find, oh no, there's actually a bunch of people that have been booted out of that group because they don't fit into a little box of normalcy of Tremors fans. And so the point of the Tremors Saga Facebook group is that everybody's allowed. All right. If you're a hateful person, you're not allowed to like spread your hate everywhere, but you still get to watch it. You still get to see it. You know, you just don't get to vocalize your anger. And around June, there was these memes getting shared, like, because everybody was trying to push the button of just like, oh my god, you guys hate queer Tremors, you hate trans people in Tremors. So all these memes started getting shared of like Val and Earl making out. There was one of Val and Earl as women. There was one of Bert and Heather as gender swapped. Val and Earl are Perfection's hottest couple and stuff like that. And all these people would come out in droves. And there was this, as a moderator group, it was decided like, hey, as soon as if we see, you can tell. Like, there's people who want to have the discussion in terms of like, let's have a, like, I may not disagree I may not agree with that, but like, let's have a discussion about it. And, oh, Kaneki, did you know my birthday is 2 days before Bert Gummer Day? I didn't, but that's dope, dude. So your birthday is April 12th. That's my dad's birthday. Or no, my mom's birthday. Nice job. and in the Facebook group, there's like, hey, we'll shut down crappy people being crappy. You know, like that's like you could tell. Like I'm trying to vocalize. I don't want to get banned on TikTok because I feel like sometimes I say the wrong word on TikTok and they like ban this account for like a couple of weeks or whatever. And I don't want to do that. But you kind of know what I mean. Like there's that you can tell that level of hate when it happens on the internet. You're like, oh, this is clear that these people are being a-holes on purpose. And ooh, excuse me. And so this moderator was going in and really laying it on thick, like to the point where it was like, okay, hold on, like let's like you can't antagonize somebody to start attacking you and then be like, oh, see what they did, I knew they would do that, and then now we have to ban them. It was like, okay, let's like, no, you have to allow them to say the hateful things first and then you get to ban the fuck out of them. Like, that's fine. And they did, like, they did, they went in, and we had to undo a couple of them, because it was like, hold on, you're kind of like, you're going a little far on this. And it was, like, it was really bad. Like, it was, like, I'm talking about, like, so there's, like, hey, hello, remember the 80s and 90s? I'm back, I remember you. and we're talking about some dark shit, bro. Some dark ass shit. We're tea drinking, if you're British. Yes, we are tea drinking. And like I said, there's all these bigots commenting, and it's just like, that's that, like, let's suspend them. Let's, like, oh, some, oh, that's weird. I thought it was me that was getting filtered, but it's the comments getting filtered. Odd. But then also this person who's part of the LGBT community was antagonizing as a moderator and then pulling moderator powers and being like, oh, I told you, goodbye. It was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I was actually, I had been taking care of a lot of this already, but I was actually at a friend's house. We were playing D&D and it was Sunday. It was like a Sunday night. And this other, this person who was part of the podcasting to perfection was just, I mean, just going to town, and I had to be like, hey, look, I'm trying really hard not to use their name yet. like they told me, like, I'm trying to do the opposite of what they did, where they said, fuck you, Levi, on their own podcast. Remember, to catch you up, remember the 80s and 90s, and to catch anybody up, because I've gone all over the place on this, there is this person from Podcasting to Perfection, which was another Tremors podcast, who pretty much ghosted me for a long time and pretended to be my friend. Like, that seemed like an exaggeration, but pretended to be my friend. Oh, you're literally my favorite trans content creator. Oh, well, thank you. Pretended to be my friend, this other trans content creator. Oh, okay, I thought so. That's awesome. Thanks, buddy. Pretended to be my friend, pretended to be in on this, and got in charge of moderating the Tremor Saga Facebook group, and ended up just being a terrible moderator. It's my best way to put it. Like, in terms of what I think is moderation, what you should do when it comes to moderation is nothing. Like, unless you can see people actively spreading that hate somewhere, you know what, you just let, like, the comments will do that for you. Like this guy right here, like, see what I can do is nothing. Like, I can see your comments, this person who's like being mean to me, and then just be like, you know what, but guess what, I have a job and I don't need to get off live because I have a better like life than you do. Okay, I'll stop then. Awesome. And so anyway, this moderator just started just being an a-hole and banning people left and right while I was off, like, having fun with my friends. I even messaged them and it was like, hey, please, like, just take 3 hours away from it. Don't do anything. You don't have to do anything. Those comments will be there. And as soon as, like, someone wants them gone, we can delete them. They'll go bye-bye. Like, it's, and then nobody knows that they were there. Clickety-click, click, click, click. And it's gone. That's my concept of moderation. When you need to, you know when to step in. It's that thing like, how do atheists know like what's right and wrong if there's no God? You just know. Like you know when someone's being like mean and you're just like, nope, we'll stop that, remove that, everybody else keep going. And they just wouldn't stop. And eventually they actually targeted someone who's a vital member of the Tremor Saga community, Matthew Carey, who is a moderator of the Tremor Saga. Actually, after this whole thing, we made them a moderator of the group because it's like, okay, this is fair. But they put together the Tremor Saga Discord watch parties. And there was a whole watch party of all 7 movies, all 13 episodes of the TV show. Then we went on and we were doing stuff like Them and Jaws and King Kong and The Lost World. Like the old ones. Not the new King Kong and The Lost World, but the old ones. And Matt's great. Like, Matt has been a part of the Tremor Saga behind the scenes. He's not getting any credit for it, actually doing something the whole time. And Matt came in on one of these threads and was telling this person, hey, look, like, you gotta stop. You can't, like, you're antagonizing people and then banning them after you antagonize them. That equation doesn't, like, work out. And so anyway, like, that was eventually when I stepped in on the messages, like, and was like, hey, like, no, please. Like, because they even messaged this, I keep wanting to say their name, but I'm not gonna. The Podcasting to Perfection person messaged me and was like, man, this Matthew Carey guy is such a tool. And it was like, whoa, hold on. No, he's not. Like, I was in the middle of playing D&D with my friends and I know, guys, remember the 80s and 90s and Josh, I appreciate you guys. Thank you. This is kind of what I mean. Like, you ignore that because you know that eventually they scroll up and you stop seeing it. Or you know that you have a greater power than them. So there's, like, who cares? Like, what are you going to do? Until this person messaged me, like, Matthew Carey is a tool. Like, can I get rid of him? It was like, look through the comments. It's like, whoa, no. Like, Matt is telling you to, like, slow down. And then Matt's even coming in and being like, no. I know what the Tremor Saga is supposed to do. This isn't it. You're not adhering to the code of everything that this idea that we've all put together is about. Like, please stop. And I had to be like, hey, look, no, seriously, please, he's right. He's totally right. Please stop. And then I got back like, if you don't know, it was really weird. Like, I know exactly where they're at too and whatever. And if anybody really wants screenshots of stuff, like, I will send them. Cause I keep records of everything. My brain, I wish I could remember less. Like, my memory is so big sometimes. And this person, the Podcasting Perfection person, messaged me after. I was like, please, you gotta, or just take a break. Cause it was more like, it's Sunday night at like 8 o'clock at night. Take a break. And we're in the same time zone. Like, just stop, please. Like, there's no need. Just stop, man. And they're like, well, okay. It's clear that you're going to, like, flip-flop back and forth on this. And if you don't want to acknowledge that your life is in danger as much as mine, well, you know what? I'm just going to do this then. And then blocked me. And I was like, and it was funny. Like, when I sent my last, like, hey, could you please stop? And then they went like, oh, I know what to do. And then started writing all this. So I was like, oh, I know what you're going to do. You're going to block me. You're going to say something, and then you're going to block me, and then you're going to not be a moderator anymore. Because I've actually seen this person on Facebook do similar things to other people. So it was more like, okay, like, I, whatever. Like, I'm trying to, like, just make you calm down a little bit, if making you calm down a little bit means that you don't want to be a moderator anymore, that's entirely within your prerogative. That's not, hey, you've already ghosted me for all this time. You've already shown that. Because, like, I would, like, comment on the episodes on Facebook and be like, hey, this is what I think of it. As I was talking about earlier when I was talking about the We Have Issues guys, where it's like, hey, people like to know when they're making a podcast, when they're doing something. Hey, is somebody listening? Does somebody care? And so I was like, hey, here's, like, my thoughts. Hey, here's some, like, Tremors facts. Oh, this is what you kind of got wrong, but here's what you got right. Here's what you're going for. I see what you're on. Great job. You know, keep going. And even in the last episode that they did, when they were making fun of me, would be like, man, they're so, this Levi is just so annoying. And you know what? I bet that after this episode airs, we're going to get a whole diatribe about how we're wrong. And I was like, listening to the episode, I was like, you know, there's not a greater way to make me not do that than literally calling me out for it. Because in fact, I wasn't going to do it anyway. It was like, as soon as it was like, oh, I can tell you're going to want to talk about me. You know what? I was going to listen, and I was actually, after they blocked me and, like, were a dick to me, I was still sharing the show and still letting people know, hey, check out Podcasting to Perfection when they were releasing new episodes. And it was like, you had the animosity towards me. I was just like, hey, just smoke some weed and take a minute, man. Just chill for a fucking second. And, like, you couldn't do that. That's fine. That's your life. That's what you want to do. That's cool. I wasn't going to take it out on them. If they had wanted to be a moderator after that still and hadn't, like, taken their own power away, it would have been like, I really don't care. I'm not going to stop you. It's just more like, hey, take a break, bro. And so then, like, when they're talking on their episode, like I said, you can go to episode 7 of Podcasting to Perfection and hear them shit on me. And you can hear both sides of the story if you want. Because the way that they tell it, and it's not they, because there's two people in Podcasting to Perfection, and there's the main person, and then there's their spouse, their partner, and I have nothing against that one. I have nothing against Hannah. I'll say her name. Hannah is great, and I really feel for them, and I'm in for them, and the other person is more of a like, hey, okay, I know what you're going to do. And then when they were talking about me in the episode, it was just this like, oh, they don't think that, like, we should, like, defend ourselves, and they want bigots to overrun all of Tremors, and so I just told them to fuck off, and I was like, oh my God, you can't, like, there's a side of that story that actually makes you look good, but you chose not to tell it that way, so, like, that's fine. And me, just being me is being angry sometimes. I have, there's many, many episodes of this where I am angry at things, and it's just like, this is, like, that's why I'm smiling. It's just, like, so ridiculous. Like, it was like, okay, it's really weird that I'm proud of this or that I'm happy about this, but when they ended the last sentence of their entire Tremors podcast, their 7-part series that they did, is literally saying, fuck you, Levi. It's like, okay, like, you do realize that I won, right? Like, you can't, that doesn't make you, like, look good. That's like, oh, what are you doing? I'm not mad. This is more funny, and I had to tell this tea drinking story. And you can't help me unless you want to, like, go back in time and or stop Tremors fans from being bigots, which I doubt. But it's funny for me. Regina, if you have more questions or you want me to talk about this more on a later episode, get your butt in here and we'll drink that tea together. Great job. You've gone live for 90 minutes. Don't forget to take a break. Don't tell me what to do, TikTok. What I will do is I will drink some water. Drink your water, folks. Water break. All right. So, like I said, that was basically it. And then, actually, we have a great moderation team now in the Tremor Saga that is just a matter, like, it's just getting rid of spam these days. There's so much this weird, like, foreign country, like, spamming stuff. And I don't breathe, man. I don't need to breathe. I got tuba lungs. I play tuba for, like, 8 years, and I have great tuba lung capacity. I can just go and go and go. And it's, like I said, it's Matthew's a mod now, and that's a much better mod because he understands the assignment of, like, we just don't do anything. Like, this is not, unless you get that actively hateful thing, just stand back, issue suspensions. You don't need to interfere in it. I mean, it's pretty simple. So yeah, that's, I was trying to think if there's more to that. There's really not. Like, it's more, like I said, go listen to episode 7 of Podcasting to Perfection. And you'll hear it. It's about 15, 20 minutes in that it starts. And it's just like, I just, wow, hilarious. I could not, like, again, saying fuck you, Levi, at the end of your Tremors podcast is just like, oh, thank you. I appreciate that so much. That's how much I'm in your head. I win. but I had to get it out. Like, that's a bit of dish tea drinking to get out. There's more. And I'm going to think on it. I do. Okay, so I will talk about it because nobody ever listens to this podcast unless they're actively listening to it in the live. Oh, thank you. I appreciate my thoughts too. Most of the time, that's where I don't need to take a breath. I have my highs and my lows when I know what I'm doing. I'm a bit of an entertainer when it comes to all this. I try to hold the crowd. And I know what I'm doing. We're on episode 40 of this Tremors podcast. And you think, how can you have 40 episodes of a Tremors podcast? Well, by George, I can. Get out the way. So I got to talk about it. There's another Facebook group. It's called the Official Tremors Franchise Fans. And if there was like a nemesis to be had of like the Tremors saga, it's Official Tremors Franchise Fans. Because the Official Tremors Franchise Fans is run by Universal. Like, the admin is literally a Universal paid marketing executive. Like, and Hallory's whatever. She's not a bad person. I really have no problems with her. It's more one of those things you can tell that someone's being paid to, like, moderate a Facebook group, and they're like, I don't, why? Like, what, like, why am I doing this? There's no, I have other better things to do with my life. But there is a dude who's got way too much power for what he's doing, and he's done practically nothing. He's not done enough to earn what he talks about. Because, like, when I come in and I'm on year 3 of my Tremors journey here, and I know more than the guy who's brothers with the creator of Tremors, if I know more than you, and I'm better at telling people the information than you, and getting the word out about Tremors than you, and you don't like me, I think there's a problem here. And maybe you can figure it out from that. I'm trying not to name names as I'm doing this. Although I really want to. And I really could if anybody DMs me. But there is. There's a brother of one of the people in Stampede Entertainment who really thinks that they are the say-all, end-all, be-all when it comes to Tremors. Like, that they know everything. And what's funny is that I do know everything. Like, I actually have taken the time to learn and study, and, you know, like, the guy doesn't even have his own brother's book, and I have his book. Hilariously, I had him sign it, too. I had the person I'm talking about sign it, just because I was trying to make nice, and we met at Tremors Fest, and this dude had, like, fucked up my life a lot, and my wife's life, and was just like, I was trying to be nice and kind to him, and he glad face to me all day long, and then still won't actually talk to me, like, at all. And it's just one of those, like, wow, thanks, man. And I just gotta, it just makes me upset, because the whole point of the Tremors Saga's Facebook group is that there's all of this aspect of Tremors fandom. Like, it's all over the place. There's TikTok, there's Twitter, there's Tumblr, there's DeviantArt, there's Instagram, there's Imgur, there's all of this Tremors fandom all over the place, and it's not just on Facebook. And to not be able to share it and to not be able to spread it around to the people that actually want to care about it, because you're afraid of somebody else, like, wants to get in on it, Oh, I don't need to talk. I appreciate it. Thank you. PM me if you want to talk, bro. No. It's not that. I have the podcast so I can talk about these things. Like, these are specific tremors issues. If you want to hear about my life, I got some goodies. But this person, like, has a stranglehold on the Tremors fandom. And it seems like it's ironic for me to be saying that. But it's like, you take this look back and you look at the official Tremors franchise fans and you're like, oh my God, they don't talk about anything but the same things over and over and over again. And it's always like, I love Burt Gummer, but it's always, you know, Burt Gummer's guns and big guns. And does this thing look like a graboid? Insert quote. And there's even a guy, and I'm waiting to find out. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop on this dude. And I hope I'm wrong, but I can tell that Glenn has talked to him and has this whole thing of just like, hey, if you cozy up and you be buddy-buddy, you know, you spend enough money, then, like, you get to be a part of Tremors. And I feel really bad for the dude. I hope I'm wrong. But I can see just like I saw the Podcasting Perfection writing on the wall, I can see the writing on the wall for this guy. Of just like, donate more money to my Tremorsiness. Like, and because it pumps up this brother's by doing it. And it's like, no. Like, you gotta have something to back it that's not just my name, my last name. And this guy actually, like, has, like, threatened other moderators of that group to, like, kick them out. Because, like, well, we have your money. We'll just refund it. You can, like, leave the group. And even the Universal, like, PR person had to come in and be like, no, hey, look, like, that moderator's actually done a lot. Please back off. And he didn't. And he's still kind of a mean about it. Check one thing here. I see your question there. Hold on. Let's see. Where's my disk space at? Okay, we're still pretty good. Okay. I'm new. Do you actually believe in graboids? I mean, I'm an adult that doesn't live in a fantasy land. Of course graboids are real. Just like vampires and werewolves and Bigfoot. How do you know that they're not real? I don't know. I can't travel under the dirt and see things and know and tell what they are. I have no idea. Maybe they are real. Maybe they're not. Who knows? I mean, maybe they are. That's where there's a hashtag called hashtag graboids are real that I always like because it's just people being like, you don't know. Tremors was a documentary. I always think that if I got a handle on the Tremors franchise or writing it in general, it'd be like, yeah, so Tremors is a documentary inside of the universe of Tremors. And there's a great fan theory that I have where, like, the later movies of Tremors are actually Melvin propaganda. Like, they're Melville propaganda films because they shit so hard on Bert that it's like, oh, no, he got tired of Bert and, like, all of those Tremors films, like, propping up Bert. So he made some with, like, a guy that looks like Bert but is not actually Bert. And they're actually trying to, like, make Bert Gummer look bad in those films so that way it discredits him. So there's that. Like, that's my weird little, like, well, what if? I don't know. Maybe it could be. But I always like that because they play around with that inside of Tremors where, like, in Tremors the series, there's actual videos of Bert. Actually, in Tremors 3, there's videos of Bert. Actually, Tremors 5 and 7 have the video of Bert actually doing, hey, I'm Bert Gummer, and this is my survival show. And it's like, that, you know what? How do we know? There's enough of a fourth wall massaging there that, like, maybe it's real. We don't know, but it could be. And yeah, that would be, that's my, are graboids real? Prove it to me. Prove they're not, because they fucking could be. You don't know. I don't know. Maybe they are. I can't see under the ground. None of us can. But yeah. Okay, so let's see. Yeah, wow. Oh my God. I actually went through all my things and I'm only a half an hour later. Wow. You know, Regina, if you had been here, I feel like my tea drinking conversation would have gone on for like an hour. But that's fine. It's minute 53 that I will tell her to check that out. Yeah. Well, I mean, don't let... There's... Just because we don't see something doesn't make it real. Well, we can get into arguments about that. We don't have to... We all know where that boulder rolls down the hill to. So we don't need to quite go there in terms of that. That's, yeah. let's just stick to giant monsters. Because we just never know. I'm trying to think now. What's cool things? What the hell... you know, I got to talk about her because I was talking about bad things. I got to talk about good things too. Where Alicia Pearson, I appreciate your Tremors fan fiction so much. It's just lesbian fan fiction with like Kate and Rhonda. And there was one that I was reading today that was Kate was like making out with El Blanco, who had turned into a human woman. And I was like, this is amazing. This is weird as fuck, but this is amazing. Thank you. I appreciate this so much. And then even on Tumblr, she had Yeehaw August, and it was great in terms of just like 50, she had 15 stories because it was like one or two every day, and there's like 15 of them that were like Reba and Kate and Rhonda, or Reba and Sarah Connor, and like just crossing these fictions. And I was like, okay, this is great. I love this so much. This is my... And we were talking today about, like, you know, we got to try to be good people. And there's all this... There is a bad element to Tremors fandom. I didn't even really get into it. I kind of did, I guess. Because it's just bigots. It's just bigoted people that just don't want other people to exist or feel love. And so they have to be mad and be angry at it. And we were talking, you know, like... You know, sure, there are bad people in the world, but it's up to us good people to make enough good content that, like, it washes out the bad. Like, there's always going to be that element. There's always going to be bad people. But we have to be better and make more so that way the bad, you don't even hear it. It's not even, it's a blip on the radar because they don't mean anything. And that's what I find funny about, like I said, the sexy graboids or the Val and Earl shipping is that like, there's a portion that's like, stop it, dump my porch. But then there's an even larger portion that's like, oh, okay. So I feel seen now. That's really cool. That's cool. I didn't know that was a thing. I'm going to make that a thing. I'm going to make that part of my identity. I'm going to do that more. I think that's the win in the end. That's the end all be all goal of that is we let other people, we shout from the rooftops, we show people our lights, and we let them see and be seen in terms of that. And I hope that this show can be that for some people. I hope that you look behind me on my wall of weirdness, and you're like, what the fuck does that mean? But that person's like just being out there and doing it. They're wearing their social media Asicus t-shirts from Zorian Gavoijic. Send help. Like I said, this is a really comfy shirt, too. And it even says social media Asicist on the back. I don't know if anybody can read that. Maybe. I don't know. But we help each other. I don't know. That's where I love Dead Meat. I had no idea what Dead Meat was until last year. And now I'm a huge Dead Meat fan because I love that adage, be good people. Like, it is so simple and cool. And while I totally disagree with Zorin on the like, hey, you know, just assume positive intent and, you know, not everyone's trying to hurt you. Not everyone, Zorin. There are people that are actively assholes that we have to do something about. And we shouldn't always assume positive intent. There are some people who have negative intent and they wish to harm us. And we should do something about that. For the most part, though, try to believe in the magic of graboids and shriekers and ass blasters and the mix master. And, you know, maybe something good will happen. You know, put your goodness out into the world. And maybe, who knows, maybe something comes back. And in fact, it doesn't matter if something comes back. If you can make somebody else's day better just by existing, and then you never find out that you made their day better, it doesn't matter. Because that's like, the rising tide lifts all boats. You just made the whole world better. Boom. Just whoop, up that little bit. Whoop, 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 whoop. It's the coolest thing, man. That's my personal fucking philosophy on it. It's just as simple as be good people. You know? I got nothing else. Nobody's going to ask me questions. I fucked up the YouTube live, but the TikTok live was great. As always, you know, you can find this on all the Tremor Saga socials. There's a Spotify for the Talking Tremors podcast. There's an Anchor for the Talking Tremors podcast, Apple podcast, all the podcasts, all the hits, all the classics. Find this anywhere. It'll be uploaded to the Tremor Saga's YouTube channel. Thank you, Tremor Saga, for allowing me to use your YouTube and your TikTok channel. I appreciate it so much. I'm sorry if anything befalls you for it. Usually doesn't. Nobody really cares. This is my rinky-dink little show. So follow it if you like it. If you want more of this, leave comments. Let me know. Or tell me to fuck off. That too. Because there's also that, like, you just told me to fuck off. I'm going to do it more! That's what I love about Alicia and Ben just being like, no! More! More queer tremors! And, like, yeah, they're queer tremors. Like, there was a tweet that I saw that I had to not share, but it was this dude. And it just said Tremors 2 Aftershocks. And I was like, this is not what we're going for. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. So yeah, there's much weirder out there than Val and Earl making out, folks. Just get over it. I'll be winding down. He said, follow this everywhere, blah, 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 blah. And follow the Tremor Saga in general. Go to the Facebook page. That's always a great one. The Tremor Saga's Facebook page. And group, there's the TikTok, there's a YouTube, Instagram, there's Imgur, there's Twitter. What the hell else am I missing? There's social medias, just look it up. It's the Tremor Saga everywhere. Tumblr, that's what it is. Check it out. They're good people. I appreciate them so much. Thank you guys. So then I'll go through and like I said, I gotta thank Baby Fark McGee's ex. Go to his coffee link. Send him some love. His sister in having cancer. And let's build him up. You know, he created Burt Gummer Day. Let's give him some love back. Go to Baby Fark's coffee link anywhere. Zoran Gavojcik having a baby. Him and Megan Gorman. Go buy their t-shirts. Go to Low Carb Comedy and Social Media Asicist and go buy their merch. Go buy it. Do it. It's good for you. It's good for the soul. It's chicken soup for the horror soul. I couldn't come up with anything that fast. Oops. Thank you to Steve and Nancy and Ron and Brent at Stampede Entertainment. Thank you guys so much for creating all of this and making this happen. Thank you to Bill Watterson for taking the time to actually talk back and let us know about whatever you're doing for your Tremors sequel. Super duper appreciated. Knocking on wood with my fingers crossed that we get something there. I know the writer's strike happened. I would love to do an episode about the writers and actors strike too. That's actually why I stopped podcasting. Was I was like, I don't feel it's necessary or couth to have a podcast about Universal struck work at this time. Let's not do it for a little bit. But the writer's strike is over, so we're just going to move on. Nobody pays me for shit, so it doesn't really matter. Let's see, and then, I'll only do a couple podcasts that I'm thinking of. Check out the Sons and Shadows podcast with Jeff Johnson and Kevin Smith. I actually got to really get back into listening to them, but I'm always catching them on Facebook because they're sharing stuff, and man, they have fucking spread in the last year, man. Like, they were on my show, I was on theirs, and like, these guys have just taken off with their 0-point reviews. They are just going to town just everywhere on their show. Like, it used to be, it still is canceled TV shows that they do primarily, but then they got their review 0-point reviews which I didn't realize was like, oh, there's 0 point to them, but it's also like 0 point reviews. And I was like, clever, guys. But Jeff Johnson and Kevin Smith, I love those guys. They're always reaching out and giving me love. So I got to give it back. And there's two podcasts, Doom Generation and Real Relationships. Oh, there's one more. Oh, what the hell am I thinking of? I can't. Check them out. I love their shows, too. There again, always repping the Tremor stuff. Oh, while I'm thinking of repping the Tremor stuff, if you love everything that I've said tonight, go read Jonathan Melville's Tremors Seeking Perfection Guide. This right here. This is everything that you need to know up until 2015 about Tremors. The rest you're going to have to get from me. Sorry. But check this out, because Octavio Lopez San Juan is actually making one that's from 2015 on. And, like, read books. Go buy this book. Go buy the audio book. Go buy the Audible, whatever it is, book. And go read Jonathan Melville's Seeking Perfection, the official guide to Tremors. It's not unofficial. This is the official guide to Tremors right here. This is your Bible if you like Tremors, like, at all. Go fucking read it, man. Go read it. And yeah, so, and I should say there is a Tremors 2 Blu-ray Arrow Video coming out, which, again, I knew about. Nobody else did. So good. with a whole bunch of deleted scenes and extras and stuff. I'm really excited for that. I'm going to have to download it because I don't have a Blu-ray player, but I'm almost contemplating just buying it and the Tremors 1 4K just to have it, just because. I'm not going to be able to play it on anything, but I'm just going to have it and just buy it. And then, finally, and this is because of me just, like, yelling at Universal all the time, there is going to be a Tremors 7 movie and the TV show collection coming out in October. I think that's on the same date as the Tremors 2 Blu-ray. So, well, that's them. I have to say this. That's them testing the waters for what they think might happen with Tremors. Like, whoever buys, if we get people buying these things, then it shows what we really want. So please, please buy them. I'm going to buy it. Like, I haven't bought the 7 movie collection because they say it's a complete collection. And I was always like, I'm not going to buy it because it's not a complete collection until they got the TV show. But now they got the TV show, so it's like, I'll buy it then. That's fine. So there's that. And then, like I said, like, there's Brent and Steve. And you got to go buy their books. Frady Cats. And there's Tucker's Monster. I didn't pick up Tucker's Monster. And then there's the films of Jacques Tati. By Brent Baddock, and then Frady Cats and Frady Cats 2 by Steve Wilson, and Tucker's Monster by Steve Wilson. Go buy these. Go to Real Deal Productions. Check out Tremors Lost Tapes. Steve's always uploading one. New ones all the time. Go check it out. Go support these things. Those things only have like a couple thousand views, and it just makes me so sad. But please, go check them out. And and then I got to rep it. I'm going to rep it again. Go listen to the We Have Issues podcast with Stevie Wildcard and Anthony LaFusi. I'm pretty sure I say that right. LaFusi. I'm pretty sure it's that. And, like, if you can, go buy their comics at wehaveissuespodcast.com. Oh, my God. I thought there was a mouse up here. especially, like I said, I haven't fully read Deathless yet. I've skimmed it. But I have read Play It Again. And this thing hurts. This is about Anthony's, like, breakup with his wife after they had a kid. And then he finds this record player that, like, transports him through all his memories every time it plays a song. And he has to relive these great and horrifying memories of his life. It hurts so good. And like I said, I've been listening to the We Have Issues podcast, where for the last 167 episodes, they've been talking about writing these. They made this one, and they're working on this one. There's chapter 2 and 3s coming out. And it is really cool. Like I said, to hear people talk for 167 weeks trying to make something over and over and over and over again, and failing and succeeding, and then finding out their issues in between while talking about the Lost Boys and Ostriches. I highly recommend it. We Have Issues podcast. Play it again. You will absorb this pain. This is some good pain. Play it again. I thank you guys. And as always, I like to round off here with I thank my mom and my dad and my sister and my nephews, Shondé, Chantrell, Samaje, Shamar, and Sahil. Boom, I thank you, Eli, which is my sister's fiancé. I hope so. We're working on that, maybe. La, la, la. I thank you guys. Thank my family. Wouldn't be here without my family. You don't exist without your family. Whether it's your found family or your regular family, know where you came from. Know who's in your life. And I'm looking around because there's always one person that I like to end with, and I like to make sure I have everything that I wanted to talk about done. And yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. And like I said, hopefully look out. Maybe I'll be making a Tremors sequel to Tremors Far Afield. I'm really hoping. I got the idea there. I just got to do it. And I wouldn't be able to do it without my favorite person of all. I want to thank my wife, my partner, my spouse, my lover, my friend, my everything, my always, Caitlin Marie Lutt-Burzloff. Thank you so much for being here downstairs. I appreciate you so much. There's no ability to do this podcast without you listening to me ramble outside of this podcast. Much appreciated. And yeah, I got not much else. Like I said, that we have issues. Guys have stickers too. I know that's stupid, but like, I love stickers. Buy the We Have Issues stickers. That's really cool, isn't it? It's so cool. Like, there's ostriches and Fazimoto and grandparents. Like, I love it. And yeah, I got nothing else. I appreciate everybody for being here. If you've been in the live and you're asking questions, Hail Hunt, 98 Hail Hunt, remember the 80s and 90s, Kaneki? Were you saying stuff? Aaron Fowler, going through here. Remember the 80s and 90s, and Kaneki, you were saying stuff. Thank you, man. Thank you for everybody. And then I got to end with thank you, Regina, for being weird and fun. And like I said, I got to send this to you with a 53-minute timestamp so you know when to drink your tea. And if you want more, I will talk about that other person more because I have a whole – I've never really talked about it on the podcast, but that official Tremors franchise fans person I have things to say about, who's gone way farther than the podcasting to perfection person. But yeah, that's it, man. You know, like, live your life. Make drawings of Val and Earl making out with a sexy graboid in between them, you know, doing sexy graboid things. That's whatever you feel like, man. You know, make those things. Make weird stuff. Make Kate and Rhonda making out with each other with a shrieker and its tongue doing stuff in between there. Who cares, man? You know, be Bill Watterson. Dave made a Tremors movie. Be Don Michael Paul and make your weird punk rocky Tremors movies. Be Stampede Entertainment. Make stuff. Be Zorga Vojic. Make your social media Asicus. Be We Have Issues and make your comics. Make everything. Just do it. Because I'm Reba McEntire to this shit, yo. Actually, hold on. I should end there. But yeah, I mean, it is. I am. No. Like, that's just be good people. Because I am Reba McEntire of this shit.